Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You're listening to episode number 369. Bruce and I have a fun show for you today. We're going to talk about Disney's enchanting extras and whether or not we are in or if we're out.
Sorry, I'm choking over here. I'm in. I'm all of them. No editing on this podcast. I was looking over this list and I was just taking a sip of water. Sorry about that.
Did you choke on some of the pricing?
I think I did.
You're right.
I'm okay. I'm ready to go. You know what I have to say before we get started on the podcast is every time you start the show, you say we have a fun episode for you today. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if there's anybody out there that listens to the episode and at the end of it is like, they lied.
False advertising.
That wasn't that fun.
Can I get my 45 minutes back?
No, you can't. Since we don't charge to listen to this podcast, there's no refunds either.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unlocking the Magic. This may or may not be a fun show for you today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unlocking the Magic. I'm going to be honest with you. This show is probably not going to be that great.
Mediocre. Low expectations, folks.
No, but I like these spender splurge because it makes you think, right? Part of doing this podcast and the reason we do this is to imagine us being there when we can't.
Right.
And to put you in the mindset of being ready for your Disney vacation, even if you don't have one on the horizon. And these spend or splurge episodes put me in that mind.
Right.
Set.
Okay.
That was one word.
Yes. And I also think that going over a certain list of things and customizing it to your own type of vacation that you're looking to do, because if you're going with kids, if you're going with just a couple, or you're doing a big group, there are things that are on here that may or may not be worth it. And I think it's good to kind of go over that, whether or not you have a trip planned in a year, 6 months, or maybe you don't even have one at all.
Before we get into today's episode, we do have to say thanks to Relief Band.
If you're like me and suffer from nausea and hate taking any kind of medication, you're going to love the super comfortable band that you wear that is 100% drug-free. And you guys, it works.
Yeah, we started talking about the Relief Band last year, and we've had a lot of people in our Facebook group and who follow the podcast purchase it. And they say, you know, maybe they were a little skeptical in the beginning, but it actually works and helps them on these attractions.
I'm telling you, if you get nauseous like I do, like if you're driving in the back seat, you're a backseat car passenger driving with Bruce, you're going to need this band. It totally helps me flying, driving, and I can't wait to use it on Disney attractions.
Yeah, or if you see a popcorn bucket line and you get a little nauseous, put your Relief Band on. They actually have a Relief Band Sport, which is waterproof, and it actually has an extended battery life, and it attaches to your Apple or Android watch. So if you want to check that out, head over to reliefband.com, R-E-L-I-E-F-band.com, for those of you like me, and use promo code UTM. The letters UTM, get 20% off plus free shipping. Again, reliefband.com, use the promo code UTM, and you're going to get 20% off your next Relief Band. All right, thank you to Relief Band for sponsoring this episode. Go check them out. Use coupon code UTM.
Thanks for thinking of us.
That is correct.
Thanks for thinking. Yeah, I got that right.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Thanks for thanking of us. That's what you're trying to say.
All right. So Disney has, end quote, enchanting extras, or what I like to say, things to do that cost extra money in Walt Disney World.
Great. Awesome. More money spent at Walt Disney. You know what? That's the name of the game, though, right? You go there and you try to get maximize your vacation. Somebody posted something on Twitter for us and said, what is a successful vacation? What is a successful vacation to you before we get into these suggestions here?
Okay. Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
What's a successful vacation?
Because then is a successful vacation maximizing every minute like you would if you do all of these things for extras? Or is it just at the end of your day being, you know what? I'm happy. Nobody fought. We had a great day.
Yeah. I remember that would be successful. It's like no one arguing. But that's going into it with really high expectations because even, I mean, it's hard. We always bicker. There are things that bug us even though we try to stay conscious of it and pretend that it's somebody's birthday all the time. That was your hot tip. But I think a successful trip is just carving out a special memory and just trying to kind of live in the moment. That's what I think.
Special memory, I think, is it, right? Something that you're going to remember. And maybe some of these items you have listed here will be that special memory that 25 years from now, when you look back at when your kids are small, that's what you remember.
I always think you should try to take something new and try it wherever you're going on vacation. Because let's face it, there's not a whole lot of places to travel to lately. And so if you're going to Walt Disney World or Florida or California or just anywhere, I think if you've been there before, it's always good to kind of look at what they offer that you've never done before. I think that alone will definitely carve out a new memory and it'll stand out.
Well, this is quite a long list you have here.
Well, it's not going to be 64 things. So Disney has 64 things listed, but I'm not going to go over all 64, especially because some of them that are included in this list are multiples of the same sort of item.
I thought you were going to say, because Bruce is on the podcast and there's no way he would make it.
That's exactly what I meant. I was just trying not to throw you under the bus for a change.
I'm used to it.
Okay, let's hit things off with Savor the Savannah. This is at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park. Please keep note, with this extra, you also have to have park admission. So a lot of these, you're like, oh, this seems reasonable, or I could do this, but you also have to carve in the extra expense of having a theme park ticket whenever it's at a park.
Why is it that whenever I look at these extras, I immediately go to the price first? I don't even look at the description. It's like Savor the Savannah starting at XYZ.
$1 million.
I do that when I go to restaurants as well. When I'm paying for the restaurant, I immediately look at the price first and then I look at the description and I eliminate things based on the price. So I don't even get psyched about it.
Well, it also has to be, right, like you have to keep your expectations, right? You have to make sure that it's something you're not going to get your hopes up if, in fact, it costs a lot of money.
I know. Imagine you reading this and you're like, wow, this sounds amazing. I want to do that. And then you get to the price and you're just totally bummed.
Okay. Well, this one is promising to immerse your senses during a private guided journey and explore the sights and sounds and tastes of Africa. So your safari begins into the heart of the wildlife reserve. Then you will go with your guide as she tells the tales of the unique residents that live in the reserve. While savoring the savanna scenery, you're invited to indulge in a sampling of African-inspired cuisine, paired with selectional of regional beer and wine offerings.
You know what? This sounds really good.
The Savor the Savannah is actually available for $174 per
guest.
Never
mind.
And
wait, $175 per guest plus a park ticket?
Correct. So that's where I really want you to think about what you're buying here. Guests must be at least ages of eight and above to experience this type of thing. And yes, you do need theme park admission. And it's not included in the price of this tour.
Wow.
So it is pricey. So what do you think of it as, forget the kids at this point, because I think that a lot of these extras, like even in their description and in the website for Disney, they have a couple featured on their advertisement. So it's just whether it's a boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife, they're holding hands, they have their cocktail. They look pretty happy to me, but it doesn't seem like you're going to be able to bring 5 kids with you.
You know what? My heart says yes, but my wallet says no.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I want to do things with you alone, this is one of those things that I feel like, to me, would be better with the kids.
Okay, well, there's more. There's other things they can do. This is just the one offering, Savor the Savannah. I think what makes this a little extra special is the fact that beer and wine's included.
Kids can't drink beer and wine.
Well, what I mean is that I think it's more catered toward adults. Like,
right.
I don't think it's something that, yes, you can go if your age is 8 and above, but I don't think it's necessarily something that you have to bring the kids to.
But that I think the kids would have fun on this, don't you?
I think there are others that they would have more fun.
Oh, okay. Well, this sounds fun. I'm fascinated with the Animal Kingdom Lodge and the animals, and I love watching them. So this is right up my alley. I don't know if it's up my alley for that price plus a park ticket, but it's something I would want to do.
No anniversary date night here.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Like I said, my heart says yes, but my wallet says no.
Do you have a calculator? Calculate the cost of admission to Animal Kingdom Plus.
I don't know. I told myself I wouldn't do public math anymore.
Okay. Hold on,
but let me try it out here.
It's all right.
174 times.
Don't ever be embarrassed if you can't do math in your head.
$1,600.
That's a real
It's going to cost $4,800 for us to go.
Come on. Well, then if you're throwing out numbers that are not accurate, then you're misleading.
No.
So.
That's not accurate?
No.
No.
But it is it's quite up there.
It is a lot of money.
All right, next one, and we've talked about this before, Disney H2O Glow After Hours at Typhoon Lagoon Water Park. You light up the night and you get to discover the park in a whole new light because it's all glowing.
It says splash into fun during a 3-hour glow party at Disney's Typhoon Lagoon Water Park after the park closes.
That's cool.
I'm in on this. I don't care how much it costs. This is one of those things where, you know what? I want to try it one time.
It is. You get a head start on the fun by entering the park at 6 p.m., a couple of hours before the event officially begins, and everything is illuminated after that. I think that is really cool. I'm in. We've talked about it before. I think this is a really fun experience, and let's face it, it's still super hot in Florida at night, so where else in the world can you go swimming this late at night? I know that we always have high expectations to do it here in the summer where we live in New England. It doesn't work out. It's always chilly.
Water parks, too. I get a little disappointed with the amount of time that the after-hours parties give you in the regular parks like Magic Kingdom or anywhere else. But a water park, to me, you don't need 12 hours in a water park.
It is tiring.
Yeah, you know, 3 hours plus two before it closes and then three after it closes, 5 hours. It's a pretty good amount of time in a water park when you're swimming around and kind of going from place to place.
I agree. Well, yeah.
So I think that's a perfect amount of time, and I want to try this out. I think it looks fun.
Yeah, I agree.
Not that most things don't look fun.
No.
Well, some don't, actually.
That's true.
Some look kind of boring, to be honest with you. But this one looks pretty fun, and I want to do it.
All right. We're both in. So we are splurging on this.
I'm splurging?
We're going in.
Actually, wait a second. How much does it cost?
It's actually not that bad. Tickets are not that expensive. And like you said, I always actually, for a water park experience, I think it does overall enhance your vacation, especially if you're staying at a value resort because you don't get water slides at a value resort. So I always think it's reasonable to add a water park because it's not that pricey.
Especially if you're going in summer, which we did a video just recently on our YouTube channel, five things we will never do again at Disney. So if you are going in the summer, water park's a must.
I agree. Okay, next one. We are going to go to, or maybe not, Drawn to Life, presented by Cirque du Soleil in Disney Springs. Watch and wonder as the beauty of Disney animation blends with the thrilling spectacle of Cirque du Soleil. Did I say that right?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay.
Cirque du Soleil.
It's the first ever collaboration between Cirque du Soleil and Walt Disney Animation Studios and Walt Disney Imagineering. I can't say that. I'm sorry. A tongue twister. Let me start over. It's the first collab between Disney and Cirque du Soleil for Imagineering. That's cool. That alone makes me want to go.
Right, right.
What are you doing? Thinking about it?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking to myself, you know, Cirque du Soleil is something that, it's like one of those things that to me, I don't really have a big desire to do, but I feel like if I did do it, it would be fun.
Well, prices start at $80, and I do think that it is always been highly recommended, the show, just this general place to go to in Disney Springs. I think that most people that I know have really had high expectations and they've exceeded them, and it's always really a good time. Now, that being said, it's category 4, which is pretty far. That starts at $80 and it goes all the way up to the Golden Circle, which is at $185. So really, depending on how close you want to see, it gets really expensive. But I do want to say I think this is a great addition.
Yeah, but I'm not doing it.
Okay, maybe if you were a local, this would be a no-brainer.
Yeah, I guess if you're a local, it's a little bit easier to do. But
or if you're going in like rainy time.
Yeah, maybe this is one of those things where if it's a rainy day in the park and you're like, you know what, I don't feel like going to the park today. Let's go do something else. This may be a good alternative.
Well, I don't know if it gets sold out that. Like, I think you have to have somewhat of a plan. So maybe it would be not necessarily because it can rain any time down there. I would say more, how about colder weather? So colder weather months where the weather is super iffy and sometimes, you know, you're not getting that experience by the pool like you want. Maybe this could be a fun add-on.
You know what? There's too much circumstances going on. I'm out.
I'm really trying to sell it. I do think that this one in particular is something the kids would really love to see. I think that this collab was really smart for Disney to do. I think it's exactly what it says. Disney animation blends with the thrilling spectacle. Like, I do think it's quite a show. So I'm in.
All right, well, tell me how it goes.
Okay. Moving on really, very quickly. 50th anniversary tours now available for a limited time.
You've always wanted to do a tour.
Well, this is a 50th anniversary tour. So this is a little bit beyond just the regular tours that people may have known. This is embark on an enchanting journey to discover past, present, and future. Keyword future of Disney World Resort.
So you get to ride Tron?
You get to ride Tron. That would be, no, but that would be pretty cool.
That would be cool. The future is here for you only in the 50th anniversary tour.
Yeah, I would really like that actually, but I don't even think it's, there's even the motorcycle set up yet. So it'd be just going there to look at it.
Just be hanging on one of the things.
Yeah. So together through this signature VIP tour experience, your party of up to six people, along with your Disney VIP tour guide, will indulge in a day of unparalleled magical experience. You'll select a few of your favorite attractions and discover some of the best behind-the-scenes secrets. Travel back in time to see how Walt's passions inspired the offerings available and get a peek into some exciting new experiences. You won't want to miss out on this memory-making exploration showcasing the world's magical exploration. All I can think of when I read Disney website stuff is that it's well written. Don't get me wrong. Like, I can appreciate it, but it is like a word salad.
It is. It's very hard for a person like me to understand what you just said.
I need bullet points.
I need to be written in layman's terms.
Yeah.
Can somebody just explain to me what Connie just said?
Like a bullet point?
What are you going to do? All right, so, here's what you're going to do. Okay. You get to go on some attractions that you like. You get to see some things that other people don't. You don't have to wait in line.
Wait, you get a champagne toast.
You get a champagne. Like, that's what they need to say.
Right. Well, they do, but it's like, again, very, it goes on and on with.
Listen, they need two versions.
A lot of detail. You go into the Magic Kingdom Park, uncover gems as you stroll down Main Street. Then you sure have worked up an appetite at this point. So then you are invited to have lunch at Be Our Guest restaurant. Next, cruise along the highway in the sky heading towards Epcot. Upon arrival, you get a look into the stunning transformation of the park and discover what happens when you blast off for a surprise treat at the all-new Space 220 restaurant.
Wait, you get all of that as part of this?
Yes.
Wow. Unless it's really expensive, I'm pretty in on this. But after thinking about it for a second and hearing your description going through my head again.
Did you check your wallet? Did you check your bank account while you were recording?
It sounds very expensive.
All VIP tours require a valid theme park admission with the park hopper option, which is not included in the price of the tour. And it says that the tour can span up to 8 hours and includes an active agenda. While your VIP tour guide has built-in breaks, guests should prepare accordingly.
That sounds pricey, though. I want to do all this stuff, but it's so much. I got to sell my house.
I think what you can justify stuff like this is if you go in a group and kind of work it out that way.
Yeah, again, this is one of those things that if you just said, list it out and ask me if I want to do it, the answer is yes.
I don't know. I think you're not into the whole.
Well, it says up to six people, which means just the five of us could do it.
Yeah.
So it's not random people in our group, unless they stick one person, but then that's kind of weird.
They're part of our family. We can adopt someone. What's one more girl?
Yeah, maybe so.
I mean, at this point.
But it sounds great. Sounds like I would want to do that.
Yeah. Do you like this one instead of, I think this one is more pricey though, because you're having lunch and you're having a snack at Space 220 and you need park hopper. Whereas just a regular tour, I think, see, I'm going to be the practical one here because I'm going to tell you.
So many stipulations involved.
Well, you're getting excited. I think you're like, yeah, I'll do it. And then once you realize the cost, I think that you probably would like just a regular tour at Magic Kingdom. That's your answer.
All right. Well, thank you for answering for me. And I agree with you.
All right. Next one. We've talked about this before, but let's rehash it. This is the flying balloon. Aerofile, the world leader in balloon flight.
Let me just say, this could be free, and I still wouldn't do it.
So I was really in this, yes. You float above the world's largest hand-painted helium balloon, 400 feet into the sky, and while enjoying 360-degree views during a tethered 8-minute balloon ride experience. So when I thought, I've always said this is something the kids and I have always wanted to do. Couple times we've tried and it was down for wind or whatever. And the fact that it's tethered, you're not necessarily going to float away. So I'm like, this just sounds really fun. It's a 19-foot basket. So it holds up to, it says 29 people, but let's just say 30. And the pricing is not too bad for an extra item. I think it's $25 or so. And I've seen coupons online, so you can kind of coordinate this. That being said, I recently saw a video of this thing flying up with people in it, literally sideways.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about me in heights. I have a really bad fear of heights, but it's a weird fear of heights. I can go on an attraction in Disney or a ride that's high up, and I'm not that afraid. Yeah. Maybe it's because it's moving, it's quick. But when I go on something stationary, like if I look over a balcony and I'm at the Contemporary and I just go up to the fifth floor and I'm looking over the balcony, my knees start to shake.
Is it because you're not secure? Maybe if this thing had like a loop around your shoulders and you
If it had a seat, if you were sitting on it and it had over the shoulder, you know, fasteners, and I might be able to get by. But I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of heights, so this could be free, and I just think I would take a pass.
I need a over-the-shoulder harness and my own parachute, and I'd go on it after seeing that video.
Yeah. Which video are you referring to? Was it on TikTok or something?
It was on TikTok, and I took a screenshot of it just to confirm that what I was seeing was actually real, and it was very much sideways.
I mean, even the picture here you have here in the show notes from the Disney website, it looks kind of sideways.
Does it? I didn't even see.
Yeah, it doesn't look very straight, but it's, you know, it's out in the elements.
Yeah, that looks tough.
If
I don't know,
that would freak me out.
Yeah.
As soon as I'm up there and all of a sudden it starts to sway, that I wouldn't make it.
I think I'm all talk with this one. Whatever I said in the past on this, I think I was not.
I can do roller coasters. I can do Tower of Terror. Yeah. I can't do Ferris wheels or balloon rides.
Ferris wheels too, huh?
Ferris wheels scared me to death.
But you got on the Mickey Ferris wheel.
Yeah, but I did not enjoy it.
None of us did.
So it's definitely something that I did.
Yeah.
I would probably do again, but I don't know. I would be freaking out the whole time.
Yeah. The Disneyland, or it's California Adventure, the big Ferris wheel, it's a little different because it's all enclosed, so you don't feel like you're not hanging over it like you are in a regular Ferris wheel, which that alone freaks both of us out. But that one, it's a little too high for me.
Two underrated scary rides in Disneyland/California Adventure.
Okay.
Mickey's Fun Wheel.
Uh-huh.
And Goofy's High Flying Ride.
Those are both in California Adventure, right?
Yeah, both in California Adventure, and both very scary. They look lame, but they're very scary.
They look like, really? You're not going to go on this? This is so lame. Like, we're going to be bored. And then you get on and you tell everybody.
Get on and I immediately regret it.
You say things to each other because it's like you think it's like your final wish and the final time you're going to talk to them.
The Goofy attraction, you get on and you're like, this is going to be great. And then 5 seconds later, you regret it. And then it's over and you think to yourself, I would go back on that again.
Yeah.
Even though I almost died out of fear and panicking while I'm on it, thinking I'm going to fall over the edge.
That being said, this high-flying balloon, back to that, we're both out. We're going to skip.
Oh, I'm out. I just can't handle
it. I really wanted to do it. I think I'm out for a while. I don't know. I don't know what's going to take for me to maybe.
G's going to have to force one of us to go with her because she's not afraid of heights and she loves it. But for me, I don't know.
I'm trying to think who could get me on that and like actually be able to be confident enough to. We have to be like Walt Disney himself.
Yeah, I think if we interviewed somebody, if Tony Baxter said, hey, you can interview me, but we got to do it on the balloon. That's probably the only time I would get on it.
Maybe we should do that next time. Next interview, we'll meet someone there and see. Did you ever see, this is way off topic, but the character Dustin from Stranger Things did an interview with someone on a roller coaster, and it was the funniest thing ever.
That would be funny. We should do that. All of our interviews with future guests should be on attractions.
Yeah, Space Mountain. Hey! trying to scream over each other.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
Okay, next one. Beachcomber Shack Standard, Deluxe, and Premium Plus. These are at Disney's Typhoon Lagoon Water Park.
Anytime I hear Deluxe and Premium Plus, my eyes squint a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'm listing all three because the pricing starts at $225 for standard and it goes all the way up to $300. Well, no, starting at $300 for the Beachcomber Shacks Premium Plus, which basically is a cabana type setting, shaded seating area, and the more expensive ones come with a flat screen TV, mini fridge, and more at this park.
So out.
Too much?
I just don't need it. And the starting at means it goes up.
Yeah.
We called the Volcano Bay. I didn't know this one's at Typhoon Lagoon, but the Volcano Bay one said the same thing, and it was just a peak day, and it was three times more than that. And people are like, yeah, you just go with a family and you can sit there. I don't want to sit there anywhere else.
The standard ones can accommodate up to 10 guests and includes cushion seating for six. So a couple of people don't get cushions. Towels, a locker, cold water available all day, souvenir refillable mugs.
If you go to one of these water parks early enough, you can find pretty good seating that's kind of private, and you get your own area, and it's enough. You're not in your seat that much.
So, yeah, I was going to say that. I think this is very particular to your family style. I think that these can be worth it if, one, you're having a special occasion, which we did see at the water parks.
Yeah, if you're a family and you want to kind of gather together, maybe like that's when you do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe if you have your grandparents or your parents go and they can't walk around or go on the slides as much, maybe that's one time you do this.
I saw people celebrating like an actual birthday in there, and it was really cute, nice, and neat. But also, you have to discover if that's not the case, not a special occasion or anything. You have to find like what type of family or group you are, because for us, we're always in the water. Like, we're never by our chair. So we'll get a locker, we'll put our stuff in there. We'll never utilize this.
I'm gonna be honest with you too. The Volcano Bay ones are much better than this one.
Why? Oh, because of the second story?
The Volcano Bay ones was, it looked fancier for the price.
Okay.
This one's just a roof.
Well,
It looks like, I would be disappointed if I paid that much for this.
I think what you should do is not judge it by this photo. I think this photo is actually pretty bad. But
no, I mean, that's the photo they put on the website, so it's got to be their best foot forward, don't you think?
Yeah, but I have had people that really need them for other reasons. They want to enjoy the day at the water park, but they really cannot be in the sun very long. They want that tropical escape feeling, but again, they can't be in the water all day. So it does come in handy. Again, I think for us, we're both out just because it doesn't really fit our family's lifestyle in that sense. You can also rent an umbrella, which that can kind of be a cheaper way to get some shade.
That's good enough for me.
How about a cabana at a poolside at select Disney resort hotels?
Out again.
Okay.
There's no reason for me to purchase those.
I don't see them filled quite a bit. I was going to say, I don't really see a lot of people taking advantage of them. And we've gone several times in different times of the year. And I really don't see a whole lot of families using these. In fact, the last time I was there, I was really keeping an eye on it. And I was like, well, why don't we just sit there? If no one's using it, why?
They should discount it or something. But last time we were at the Polynesian, I saw a couple rented out at the private pool.
Okay.
And it wasn't like they were getting extra privacy. My area that I was sitting at was just as private, and it was included in my room price.
Well, at Disney's Contemporary, you get padded furniture, ceiling fan, Bluetooth speaker, television, phone for internal resort calls, fruit tray, and a mini refrigerator.
You know what I do on these?
What's that?
I'm going to go, excuse me, what do you do for a living? That's all these are good for.
Okay.
Finding out what people do for a living so I can understand how they afford them.
So are you out?
Yes.
We're, again, in the pool a lot. So we don't really, if we're out of the pool and want some kind of sunshade or escape from the sun, we'll just go to our room.
Yeah, I don't think I think your money is better well spent on something else, an experience, a tour versus, at least for us, than a cabana.
Yeah. Okay. Next one, cake ordering. This is something you can do for a birthday or an anniversary or even the everyday with a specialty cake starting at $39. This is an add-on for, again, like just, it's seemingly just a cake, but for me, it's just an extra really special thing that you can do to especially make it a memorable experience for someone.
This would be fun for a birthday or anniversary to add on to somebody.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I think that would be a fun way to celebrate in Disney World.
I sure think so. And I was actually hoping that you would order me one when we were there for my birthday, but you forgot. One cake feeds 4 to 6 guests. Price is $39 per cake. It's a Mickey Mouse cake, and it's cute.
Where do you order them? On the website?
You order cakes in advance when you book your dining reservation online or through the My Disney Experience app. You can also submit an order in person at the restaurant's host podium, but it's going to be done at least 4 days prior to your reservation, which I've never done, so I don't know if that's...
Well, so they want you to order online.
Pretty much. So you can do it or have your travel agent do it. Unlocking the magic travel.
That is correct.
Little plug there.
We can book your vacation. It doesn't cost you any money either. And not just Disney, Universal, cruising, whatever.
Whatever.
We can help you with a lot of things. Go over to Unlocking the Magic Travel, and we can help you out. Connect you with one of our great agents and make your trip next time amazing.
So these are, I think, both of us are in, even though you forgot to order one for me.
Well, in my defense, I didn't really know it was a thing. But now I do. So next time we go, maybe I'll get a makeup one for you.
A makeup cake?
Even though it's not your birthday on our next time, I'll pretend it's your birthday and I'll order it ahead of time.
That's magic right there.
There you go. Can I write, it's not her actual birthday, but happy pretend birthday, Constantina.
Happy unbirthday.
That's what I'm going to do on the cake.
Okay. Next one we've talked about in Disneyland recently, but let's just really quickly go over this in Walt Disney World, even though I know your answer. It's Capture Your Moment. You can do it at Animal Kingdom. You can do it at Hollywood Studios and Epcot and Magic Kingdom, of course. This is starting from $79. You can do your basically a photo session with all these cool backdrops.
People love this. I don't.
Bruce isn't really good at posing.
I'm not good at posing, and I'm awkward. You know, it's not going to be, I think the best photos that we have are ones that are kind of random.
Yeah.
They're in the moment photos. Those are the ones that I enjoy going back and looking at, not ones that are so set up and scripted.
Right. Okay. So you're more of like a memory maker type, like on the attraction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Not let's go stand in front of the castle. Nope. Move your hand. Nope. You get on this side. I hate those kind of photos.
And I don't know if anyone else can tell, but I always can see that forced smile on your face. Like every time I've seen it, or we unfortunately have had it developed and I'm seeing, I'm like, dang it. He was forcing a smile.
I'm always looking to get out of there. That's why.
I know.
So that's why in the moment ones are better, because it's just natural.
Yeah, it's very candid. You get that real expression from Bruce.
I don't feel pressure. Not all eyes are on us. And it just makes me really smile, genuinely, not forced.
Okay, next one. So we're both out.
You're out too?
I'm out because...
Because I'm out?
Because you're out.
Because even if I was in, you'd still be... They wouldn't be great. Wouldn't be worth the money.
I don't want to have photos that I look at back at home with your forced, weird smile on your face.
Yeah, nobody does.
No, it's weird. Okay, next one. And you talked about this earlier, about having something to do with the kids that was special, an add-on at Animal Kingdom. And this is called Caring for Giants. And this one is for kids, tweens, teens, adults. It's $35 a person. And it promises to be an experience you'll never forget. During a 60-minute experience, you'll meet with a knowledgeable guide who will provide insight into the inner workings of their African elephant herd.
For 60 minutes?
60 minutes. Your guide will provide a glimpse into the day-to-day care of these amazing animals and share stories of Disney's conservation efforts dedicated to the preservation of wild populations throughout the world. And what's really cool is throughout the experience, you'll be able to observe the elephants, they say, from just 80 feet away. So you'll have very close kind of experience than you would any other time at the park.
I don't know if I want to be that close to an elephant, to be honest with you.
Oh, actually, it says you have to be 4 years of age or older to participate, even though it says kids, teens, tweens, and adults, by the way.
I think I'd rather get a snack and a coffee and sit on the balcony at the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Okay.
So I think I'm out on this one. I'm not going to splurge on this.
I think I would go in. I have to have my mom with me. This is like a funny thing that her and my dad used to talk about what animal they would be.
Yeah.
And my mom said an elephant. And my dad said, why an elephant? She said, so I could eat whenever and whatever and no one would judge me.
Because elephants just eat all the time. They're always grazing.
Yeah. She's just like, I just want to eat and relax.
So you'd take your mom on this?
I think she'd enjoy it.
I think I would rather see your mom do this than our kids do this.
Okay. Your mom.
Your mom. Sorry. Your mom. I think that would be better. So if you said, yeah, I'm going to take my mom, I think I would go then because I want to see her reaction.
Yeah. I mean, for $35, it is only an hour, but it's also $35. I mean,
I changed my mind. Under certain circumstances, I would do it.
Okay. Talk about rules on your end. He was saying earlier, what were you saying about how many? I don't know.
Oh, there's a lot of rules. I do have a lot of stipulations.
That's what I was saying. I was trying to think of the word. Stipulations, you said.
Disney does have some as well.
Okay. So are we splurging and we're in?
I guess, listen, under certain circumstances, I'm splurging. You got to give me the deets first.
This one is Celebration at the Top of the 50th Flavors and Fireworks at Disney's Contemporary Resort. Celebrate on top of the world and indulge in a high-energy cocktail party, enjoying fine food, simmering sips, and beautiful music while you await an incredible fireworks spectacular.
I was in it until you said high energy cocktail party. What does that exactly mean?
I said it. I know. Disney in their word salad. I don't know what that really means, but maybe.
Because I was looking at this, and I think we talked about it on a previous episode where I wasn't in on the fireworks parties.
Yeah.
But you said from the top of the contemporary, and I was looking at it, thinking to myself, I'm in on this. And then you said high energy cocktail party, and I had second thoughts.
Just the high energy part? If it just said indulge in a cocktail hour, I don't know if it's an hour. I'm just saying, like, enjoying a cocktail.
When you say high energy cocktail party, it means I have to do things.
You just have to socialize, and they want it to be.
So they should take that out, and then I'm in.
Indulge in blank simmering sips and beautiful music while you await an incredible firework spectacular. Upon your arrival, dine on culinary offerings, including sushi, small bites, favorite dishes from California Grill menu, desserts, and even some odes to their past.
Whatever.
It's per person. It's $129 plus tax and gratuity. There is a dress code as well.
Why is there so many stipulations? Now I'm even second guessing it more.
They want a vibe. It's not the vibe.
What kind of? So what are the what? So it's probably just a nice shirt and pants, right?
It
you
says
just
minimum.
Can't go in your bathing suit.
It says guests are asked to adhere to the minimum dress code for the signature dining experience. Men must wear khaki, slacks, or dress shorts and collared shirts, and jeans may be worn if they're in good condition.
Oh, then I'm in. That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
I'm in on this. I actually would like to do this.
Okay.
I think it looks fun.
I think so, too.
And the fireworks from on top of the contemporary are amazing.
You're still in, even though it says high energy cocktail?
I think I'm going to take one for the team. I think I am. I'm in. I'll give it a whirl.
Okay.
Why not?
I'd like to see you high energy or in on the corner.
I've been high energy in my life before.
You have. Yeah. Okay. All right. Next one. So we're both in. This one is Colors of Coronado painting experience starting from $35. Anytime I see anything below $40 in Disney, I'm like, I'm in.
The kids would definitely be in on this one.
They wanted to do it. I remember they saw it and they were, but we just were busy doing something else and we didn't get a chance to go back. But this one is, you get breathtaking views of the resort while you create your own masterpiece.
So personally, I wouldn't do it, but I would watch our kids do it.
Yeah.
Does that count?
I think so.
So I would let them, not let them, but I think they would enjoy doing this and I would hang out with them while they did it. I don't necessarily need to paint myself.
It's like that paint and sip that you get locally that we have, but you're in Disney, so it's way better.
Our kids are pretty artistic as well. They like painting and drawing, so I think they would have fun doing this.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I think that it's good for a lot of reasons, and you get your own, basically, a souvenir when you're done.
Right.
You know?
That's what you're paying for. You're paying for the time. That's a great experience. You're paying $35 or starting at $35. You get to paint, have an experience, and then take it home with you.
Exactly. That's how I look at it.
Like the elephant tour? I can't take that home with me.
You can take the memory, Bruce.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'd want to.
That's true. Okay, how about the Disney floral and gifts? We've talked about this and how it's an addition. If you're celebrating a special occasion, you can order this as an option. But it can be pricey. Some of the baskets and things are not necessarily inexpensive. So what do you think?
I don't know if I would be in on this. You can easily get something delivered from outside of the Walt Disney World Resort area for less expensive, I'm sure.
Or what I like to do is kind of like a cheat before I leave on my vacation. Yeah. I just bring things with me that I can use to decorate a room when we're going for the special celebration.
The difference between this and the cake is part of the meal, right? And it's exciting and it's part of it. And that would be an expense I would pay for. You're right. I think you could just get some stuff outside of the park and make a basket for somebody where you don't have to, and it's way less expensive.
I agree.
All right. I have time for one more.
That's it.
One more.
I have to go through
and
my
list. And by time, I mean energy.
All right. I'll try to pick a really, really good one. Let's see. Did we talk about the Grand Floridian Spa? Did we talk about?
Please don't.
You're not in. I've always wanted to go and do a spa day at the Grand Floridian Spa. So I'm in. I think that's a really awesome item that they offer. The next one is starting from $55. I'll just end it with this. Horse-drawn carriage. It's a horse-drawn excursion. Either you can do it at Fort Wilderness Campground or you can do it, I think you should do it, at Disney's Port Orleans Riverside.
I think this should be a would you rather, not necessarily in or out, but because it is a cool thing. That would you rather at Port Orleans Riverside or the Fort Wilderness Campgrounds?
I'm doing it at the Disney's Port Orleans Riverside Resort because I think that it is super magical there. It has a very charming atmosphere. And I just think that this is a really fun add-on that you can do if you can afford to.
I would rather do it at the campgrounds.
Of course you would. I think it just depends on if you're rowdy or if you're romantic. Clearly, that's where we disagree on things. But I always see these, and I definitely get excited when I see them. And I think that they're a really special thing you can do.
The campground sounds fun. I enjoy riding around the campgrounds and kind of just... In my opinion, the campgrounds is one of the best resorts just to kind of hang out at the resort because there's so much to do and see.
Yeah.
So I would like to do this kind of carriage run thing, but from the campgrounds, not necessarily Port Orleans Riverside.
I think the campgrounds in general just have so much to do, especially for a high-energy family, people that like to stay active. I think that is a really fun, great resort because they can – I mean, yes, it adds on. It's extras, but it keeps everybody busy and happy, and I think that that's special.
Correct. I agree.
All right. Is that a last one? Or
yeah, I think I'm done.
Can I talk about surfing?
Next time.
Typhoon Lagoon. You can surf.
Oh, I'll do that.
Right?
I would like to do Typhoon Lagoon. The only thing is I heard it's really, you have to go really early in the morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you got to do it when the park's not open. You can't surf when everybody's there.
So just got to, aren't we morning people in Disney anyway?
I don't know if I'm, I am a morning person in Disney. I don't know if I'm a surfing at 6 a.m. person in Disney.
Okay.
Although I would like to. But that may be too early for me.
It's $199 per person.
Do they teach you how to surf?
Yes, and park admission is not required for this, and the session lasts approximately 3 hours, depending on the number of waves.
Huh. Or I can just pay for a park ticket and body surf while I'm there.
Or you could do that.
I think I might do that instead.
Okay.
But it does look fun, and I do want to surf and learn how to surf. And what better place on earth to learn how to surf than Typhoon Lagoon?
Right? I'm saying this is fun. Yeah. I'm so in on this.
All right. Well, that was a good episode, Constantina.
Was it a fun one?
We'll have to let the audience decide.
Okay.
On that. Let us know if you thought this was a fun episode. Leave us a review on iTunes if you'd like. You can hit us up on Instagram, Unlocking the Magic Podcast. Join us inside Patreon for extra podcast episodes in our private group over there, which is a lot of fun and a lot of great people in there. Thank you so much to all of those people who have supported us on Patreon. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.